91.8 Hayes FM.
Right, good morning and welcome to two wonderful guests here from our local community who are going to share with us something of the work that they're doing with our older citizens in the borough. Julian and Lisa, lovely to have you both here. How are you doing, both of you?
Let me be unconventional.
Julian, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for inviting me along today.
Lovely to have you. And Lisa, how are you?
I'm great, thank you, Sylvia. Lovely to be here.
Wonderful. All right, so I will go back to convention. Lisa, tell us a little bit about your role and why you're here this morning.
So I'm head of service delivery for a social enterprise called Two Generations. The idea of Two Generations is we offer a home share option to people whereby there will be more often elderly people who are living on their own and perhaps they're feeling a little bit lonely, isolated from their community. Perhaps they need some help with some practical chores around the home, a bit of cooking, some help with food shopping, etc. And we match them with carefully vetted younger housemates who are happy to give that support and live in with that elderly person. So together that creates a really lovely union of two people who are looking for support and happy to offer support. And it allows that elderly person to remain independent in their home, which for a lot of people is so important.
Wonderful. Just a couple of things really, Lisa. Is this a national program? Because I have heard of this scheme before, but not locally. So do you operate nationally or?
Yes, we do. Home share has been an option that's been available in this country and happening in pockets of the company for nearly 20 years. We are a relatively new enterprise. We've been around for 5 years now. And in that time, we've grown quite considerably and we are a national organisation. So we're able to support householders now anywhere from up in Perth down to sort of Portsmouth and everywhere in between.
Lovely. All right. Well, I'll give you a little rest now and then I'll come back to you. Julian, tell us a bit about your role and why you're here with us this morning at Hayes FM.
So I'm the chief exec of Age UK Hillingdon, Harrow and Brent. Age UK is a brand that I imagine most of the listeners are familiar with. The way that we're structured is that there's a national charity and then there's a federation of local charities. So we're a local standalone charity, but we're affiliated to the national organisation. And we provide services for older people across Hillingdon, Harrow and Brent. A wide range of services supporting older people around benefits, financial income, housing, social isolation, health, wide range of services. But we partnered up with Homeshare a couple of years ago now with Two Generations because we really like the model and like the sort of the social values of Two Generations and see that as a really useful sort of proposition for some older people who are in the sort of situation that Lisa described there. So there are, I think, a lot of older people who are living locally who do have capacity to sort of take on board a lodger. They perhaps have space in their home, but they're struggling. They're lonely. They haven't got family nearby. They haven't got friends, etc. And we've seen home share be applied successfully and seen the massive transformation it can have on somebody's life. And it really can be the difference between in some situations somebody having to make a decision to go into residential care or into some sort of supported environment or being able to retain their independence and actively engage within the community. So it can be a real lifeline and be transformative when it's successfully applied. And we sort of felt that the partnership with Two Generations was a good mechanism to enable us to identify people who are suitable for the scheme. Obviously, often it will be people who are using our services already, so we can help identify people and refer into Two Generations. But we can also work with Two Generations to provide ongoing support for those couples as well, to ensure that they're safe, which is one of the key criteria, really, ensuring that they're supported, recognising if their needs change and being able to sort of put in place any interventions quite quickly to just to sort of deal with any issues that might arise.
Okay, that sounds brilliant. Lisa, back to you. I mean, in terms of the profile of younger persons that you're looking for, is there a profile, or I mean, how would you describe the younger person who might be interested in doing this or entering into this kind of arrangement?
So we're very fortunate that we have a huge database of people, and actually of all ages, that are looking to be home sharers. We have home sharers typically in their sort of 20s, 30s, but we also have people in their 50s or 60s. All of these people are very carefully vetted because, as Julian mentions, safeguarding is at the heart of everything we do. So we make sure that these people aren't just looking for affordable accommodation, but actually they understand the ethos of home share, that it's about not just becoming a lodger, but becoming a companion and creating long-lasting relationships with these older householders. So we have people who are students. Some of them are international students, some of them are mature students here doing PhDs or studies. We have people who are at the older end of the spectrum, who they themselves, their children have grown up and left the home. Perhaps they're widowed themselves, perhaps they're living on their own, and they're lonely themselves, and they want the opportunity to offering some companionship as well. Because for us, it's very much a mutually beneficial relationship. It's not just about a sharer coming in to help that householder. It's the householder also being able to share their wealth of knowledge and life experience with that person. And for people who may both be feeling lonely, and wanting some companionship, to benefit from each other's experience.
And in terms of the scheme itself, have there been any sort of challenges in sort of setting it up or getting sort of support from other entities such as local authority? Or I mean, what's been the reaction, the response, and the support so
I
far?
think the biggest challenge for us is spreading the word of home share, because every time we have a conversation with people and people hear about home share for the first time, their response is, "This is wonderful. Why didn't I know about it?" And particularly for the householders and their families that we're talking to all the time, it's about the opportunity of early intervention, because home share is not going to be suitable for everybody. But for a huge proportion of people who, as Julian mentioned, are concerned that their parents might need full-time living care, they can't afford those kind of costs, their parents don't want to move into residential homes or care homes and don't need to. It's just a matter of having that peace of mind and reassurance of knowing there's somebody in the property overnight. There's somebody who can be that point of contact between the householder and their family, just to let them know everything's okay or flag any concerns. So for us, it's always been the biggest challenge has been raising that awareness and letting people know that that is an option, because for so many people, it can have such significant benefits to them and their family. We work very hard to make sure that we can try and build partnerships wherever we can, and we have obviously a very successful partnership with Age UK, and we're always working very hard to spread that message through other boroughs, other councils, other organisations. And as a result, we've got several partnerships with people who are allowed to. Who are able to use home share as a tool in their toolbox to signpost to their service users, as a potential option for them.
Okay, good. I mean, I've got quite a lot of experience working with social services, and I was wondering, how referrals would come through. So you'd partner with them as well, presumably.
Well, we through various webinars and organizations that we've been able to promote to, we have several councils come to us on a regular basis who will refer people within their community to us. And the reassuring thing for us is to tell councils that all they need to do is identify that person that they think might need that help and support, and just, of course, with the permission of that individual, we can then take the baton, and we can then contact that householder, speak to their family, go through the very lengthy process that we ensure home share is suitable for them, that their home is appropriate, that it is something that will offer them the support that they're looking for. So all we need is the opportunity to have that referral by raising the awareness of home share, so that social prescribers and social workers know that it is an option out there for people and can simply pass their details on to us for us to then make that contact.
Lovely. My goodness, it sounds brilliant. Julian, just a quick word, I suppose, on sort of the broader issues around, you know, you're a charity. Charities are often battling with funding and so on. Is there anything that you sort of want to share in terms of what it's like being a charity, just to give our listeners a bit of a sense of, you know, when they walk past an Age UK shop or whatever, that they get a sense of what you guys are going with and going through and struggling with in terms of surviving.
So I suppose, I mean, for us, our primary objective is around supporting older people, and we try to focus our resource towards those older people in greatest need. You know, we have finite resource, so we're always looking to support those people who are struggling. I mean, what we're seeing is, I think over the last few years, we're seeing more older people, so we're seeing more people coming to us in need of support, and we're seeing more older people with a more complex range of issues and challenges that they're wrestling with as well, that we're helping them to work through. And against that backdrop, we have finite resources ourselves, and it's more difficult probably for us in the current economic climate to raise funds, to secure funding from NHS or local authority through contract funding. So there's less funds available, but we're seeing more people coming to us for support. And I suppose the types of issues that we're seeing are, we're seeing more people in financial hardship, and there are a range of reasons around that. A lot of older people are really struggling with the cost of living pressures, and you know, whilst pensions are going up with the triple lock, they're not going up in line with inflation, and particularly fuel costs are really hitting older people a lot, and older people are having to make often difficult decisions around either keeping warm or feeding themselves, and really, really struggling financially. So we're doing work to try to help people to access benefits and access all of the benefits that they're entitled to. We're doing work at the moment to try to support people to access pension credits, because obviously the winter fuel payments are now means tested, and there are a lot of people who would qualify for winter fuel payments but haven't got the pension credit, to which is the qualifying benefit. So we're doing a lot of work to try to support people to meet the thresholds for that as well. But I think the other big area is around social isolation, and that's quite where the sort of partnership with Two Generations is a really important part of our armory of trying to tackle that. And we've really seen that increase since COVID. I'd say that COVID had a big impact on older people in terms of really changing people's behaviours for a significant period of time. And whilst some older people really bounced back from COVID and have got on about their daily business, a lot of people, their behaviours did change, and they haven't re-engaged again in the way that they had done before COVID. People have lost confidence, people have lost strength and balance in some circumstances, because they were living a less active lifestyle for that significant period of time. So we are seeing a lot of older people who are on their own and often effectively housebound, more because of their changes in lifestyle rather than because of physical constraints, and that's a sort of cohort that we're looking to try to support, and looking at what mechanisms we can put in place to try and help people in those situations.
Thanks so much for that, Julian. So important, so enlightening. And finally, Lisa, you mentioned, I think we need to big up those folks who are doing fantastic work around caring for their older people, and they're unsung heroes, really. But you mentioned earlier, before we came on air, the sort of changes in legislation around carers, and just share a little bit with us on that
Yeah, we were delighted that earlier this year the Carers Leave Act was introduced. So that acknowledges the millions of unpaid carers that are looking after their loved ones. And actually, there's some statistics that came out recently, I think through the help of Age UK, that show that this time next year there will be more people looking after their parents than there are people looking after their children. And that's a shocking, it's a shocking statistic. So when you think about the pressures that those people have looking after their aging parents while they're still themselves are holding down jobs and families themselves, it's a huge amount of pressure on them. So having the acknowledgement from their employees to have days essentially off that they can be at home supporting that loved one. But also that's where something like HomeShare plays such a vital role, because for people to know that there is somebody living with their mother or father, should there be an accident in the night, should they need some additional support, should they be concerned about their increasing dementia or any other challenges that they're living with, to add to that fabric of support for people is so crucial. And it's the work that we find so important and why we're very proud to be working alongside Age UK to offer the not just the elderly people, but their families as well, that support, so that something like this doesn't it reaches beyond the individual, it actually supports the family as a whole.
Lovely, lovely. Well, thank you both so much for joining us here at Hayes FM this morning. If our listeners want to know more about the scheme, and if they, indeed they want to know more about Age UK, Lisa, tell us how we
So
hear more about you.
we'd love for the listeners to have a look at our website, which is www.twogenerations.co.uk. On that website, you've got lots of case studies, you've got testimonials, you can hear directly from the lived experience of people who've had home sharers living with them, people who feel the relief of knowing that someone is living with their parents, and of course from the householders themselves, as well as lots of FAQs and of course the way to get in touch with us will be on that website as well.
We'll pop that on our social media as well, so that our listeners can access that there. And Julian, if people wanted to know more about Age UK.
So again, if you look on our website, which is if you Google Age UK Hillingdon Harrow and Brent, you'll find us and all our contact details are on there in terms of phone numbers, email addresses, etc.
Lovely. Thank you both so much. Have yourselves a wonderful day.
Thank you, family.
Thank you.
Thank you.